A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and welcome to Perfect 10. And it's the best time of the week because once again, we have made it to Friday. Hooray! Well done, everybody. Just one more Perfect 10 quiz to go. Then we can head into the weekend feeling all sharp and bright and smarter than just a few short days ago. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. As always, I have 10 fiendish questions for you today and every weekday. So make sure you subscribe or you follow to get the next episode as soon as it drops. Today is the 15th of March, which is also known as the Ides of March. Why? Well, it was on this day, way, way back in 44 BC, that the Roman Emperor Julius Caesar was stabbed to death by Brutus, Cassius, and several other senators in the city of Rome. Wow. Well, would you feel like a good emperor after today's quiz? It's time to find out, because here come your questions for Friday's Perfect 10. Question one, as always, is your starter for a Perfect 10. In Portugal, do they drive on the left-hand side or the right-hand side of the road? Even if you don't think you know, you've got a 50-50 guess, haven't you, really, for getting a point to have a guess. Question two is our clues in the news round. You're about to hear a fictional news report that contains clues to a famous phrase or saying, but can you work out which one it is?
News just in. A crow caught a wriggly creature for his breakfast at 4 a.m. More on this story when we have it.
So, can you work out which famous phrase was hidden in that clip? The clues were in the news. Question three is Carol Lateral Thinking, and we're finishing the week with some maths. Yay! There is a stack of 35 identical boxes, which has a total height of 245 centimetres. If I took five boxes from the top of the tower in centimetres, what would the total height now be? If you need some extra time to figure this one out, which you probably will, please do feel free to pause or rewind, and I'll still be here when you're ready to move on. Right then, it's our final memory round of the week, and as it's Foodie Friday, we're about to find out how to make something delicious. But pay close attention, as a question will follow for a point. Here comes the recipe.
Once again, it is time for Cooking with Arinjay. And today we're going to make a delicious chocolate trifle. You will need a 500 milliliter tub of vanilla custard, 100 grams of dark chocolate broken into pieces, 400 grams of shop-bought chocolate brownies, 3 tablespoons of coffee, 115 milliliters of Baileys, a 121 gram bag of Maltesers, 500 milliliters of double cream, and 25 grams of icing sugar. Start by putting the custard and chocolate in a saucepan. Gently heat and stir until the chocolate has completely melted into the custard. Then cover the surface with cling film and allow to cool. Put the brownies in a trifle bowl and mix together the coffee with 1 tablespoon of Baileys. Crush the Maltesers with a rolling pin, then sprinkle over the brownies. Spoon the cooled chocolate custard all over the top, then cover and chill. Finally, combine the cream and remaining Baileys in a bowl. Sift over the icing sugar, then whip until soft peaks form. Then spoon on top of the chocolate custard.
Well, that sounded great, but I hope you were listening, because here comes your question. How many tablespoons of coffee are required for this recipe? It was all in the clip, but can you remember the information you need to answer the question and bag that point? Time now for questions 5, 6, and 7, our frivolous, familiar, and fun rounds. Here's your question 5. In 2023, Doja Cat had a UK number one single with the song Paint the Town What? What do you think it could be? Motoring on now to question 6. The automotive company Fiat was founded in which European country? Do you think you know the answer? Fiat, F-I-A-T. Question 7 now, and it's all about a famous family. On British television, the siblings, Paul and Barry Elliott, were more famously known by what name? I think listeners of a certain age will be able to figure this one out quite quickly. Question 8, two in, two out, where you swap two letters in a word to make a new word. Which two letters can you change in the word matters, M-A-T-T-E-R-S, to make a source of power? Swap those two letters and find that power source. Question 9 is called I Know This, and I have a First Letters Friday question for you. Which Charles Dickens novel has the initials A-T-O-T-C? Does that sound familiar? A-T-O-T-C. And here we are at question 10 already, the final question of the day. And as you probably know by now, on Fridays, I like to finish the week with a riddle, not an anagram. So see if you can figure this one out. What runs around a garden but doesn't move? Have a think. See if you can come up with the correct answer for a point. And there you have it. That's today's Perfect 10. Another week of brain training almost over. Get your scorecards ready if you haven't already got one. Head on over to our website. It's perfect10.uk. And it's a wonderful week-long scorecard that you can fill in as the days go by. Just download it, print it out as many times as you like. I think it might help. Don't forget, though, you can subscribe so you don't miss next week's questions. Makes it easy for you. The next episode will be downloaded for you as soon as it drops. And, of course, you can follow us on social media at Perfect10Carol. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score? Let's find out, because here come the answers.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Question 1, I started with, in Portugal, do they drive on the left or the right-hand side of the road? Well, the answer is they drive on the right-hand side of the road. Well done if you said that. Question 2 was clues in the news, and we were looking for a famous phrase or saying hidden in this clip.
News just in. A crow caught a wriggly creature for his breakfast at 4 a.m. More on this story when we have it.
What was the answer? The answer was, the early bird catches the worm. Easy when you know it, isn't it? Hope you got it right. Question 3 was a maths-based Carol lateral thinking question. There's a stack of 35 identical boxes, which has a total height of 245 centimetres. If I took 5 boxes from the top of the tower in centimetres, what would the total height now be? And the answer is 210 centimetres. Each box is 7 centimetres tall, so if I took 5 boxes away, I'd be taking away 35 centimetres of height from the tower, leaving a total of 210. Question 4 was our memory round, and we were learning how to make a very nice chocolate trifle. I asked, how many tablespoons of coffee are required for this recipe? And the answer is, you need 3 tablespoons of coffee and a nice empty stomach so you can eat it all up. Into the 3 F's, frivolous, familiar and fun questions. Question 5. In 2023, Doja Cat had a UK number one single with the song Paint the Town What? And the answer is Paint the Town Red. I think a few of you might have guessed that correctly. Moving on to question 6. The automotive company Fiat was founded in which European country? The answer is it was founded in Italy. Fiat was founded in Turin, the city of Turin, on the 11th of July, 1899. And the company's name is an acronym of Fabbrica Italiana Automobili Torino. Question 7 was about a famous family. On British television, the siblings Paul and Barry Elliott were more famously known by what name? The answer is the Chuckle Brothers. and their children's TV show, Chuckle Vision, had a very successful run from 1987 until 2009. Question 8 was 2 in, 2 out. Which two letters can you change in the word matters to make a source of power? Well, if you change the M to a B and the S to a Y, you'll make a battery, B-A-T-T-E-R-Y. Question 9 was I know this, and it was First Letters Friday. Which Charles Dickens novel has the initials A-T-O-T-C? The answer is the novel A Tale of Two Cities, A-T-O-T-C. There have been a number of film adaptations of the book. The first one was in 1911, and it's a 30-minute silent movie. A 1935 film featured famous Sherlock Holmes actor Basil Rathbone, and Dirk Bogarde had a lead role in a 1958 version. And finally, question 10 was this week's riddle. What runs around a garden but doesn't move? The answer is a fence, or I will equally accept a hedge. Well done if you managed to figure that one out. Well, there you have it. That's another week of Perfect 10 in the bag, and your brain really should be feeling a whole lot sharper and smarter now. Remember, please, to subscribe to our Perfect 10 podcast. Follow us across our social media channels at Perfect 10 Carol, and then you won't miss out on anything. I'll be back on Monday with a brand new week of questions and puzzles, so please do join me then. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a cracking and a perfect weekend. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.